This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Investigators say the massive wildfire in Ocean County, New Jersey, is arson. They've arrested a 19-year-old they believe was responsible for sparking the flames. KYW's Tim Jimenez joined us live earlier with the latest.
Officials say Joseph Kling of Ocean Township is facing these arson charges and was taken into custody. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office and state environmental officials say their investigation, including the use of GPS, pinpointed the start of the fire to be at the Forked River Mountains in the Pine Barrens. Fire officials say they first noticed smoke coming from the area of Jones and Bryant Roads Tuesday morning. Officials say Kling set wooden pallets on fire and left the woods without fully extinguishing the flames. Now, the fire risk is high because of how dry it's been, so the flames spread fast. At the peak, 1,300 structures were threatened. 5,000 residents had to evacuate. Hundreds of them went to Red Cross shelters. The fire destroyed one Lacey Township business but spared the homes that were at risk. And when it's all said and done, officials say this could be the largest wildfire in New Jersey in the last 20 years.
Back in PA, Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital have begun diverting ambulances to other hospitals as they shut down. Trauma, surgical, and behavioral health services have ended. Taylor Hospital will shut its doors for good on Monday, and Crozier Chester will close next Friday. As KYW's Justin Udo explains, patients are left scrambling to find care.
During and following the COVID pandemic, Janet Balancio struggled to find an in-person psychiatrist.
Opposing the virtual, which I hate.
Her prayers were eventually answered when she found an in-person psychiatrist at Millmont Park Family Practice, where she could also receive her medicine. But Millmont Park, which is part of the Crozier Health Network, is closing its doors. And Balancio did not find out until Wednesday morning when she went to pick up her medicine and was told they can no longer serve her.
For somebody with panic disorder and depression, anxiety, I'm feeling it bad. People with mental illness suffer, and we're suffering now. And we're going to continue until, you know, somebody fixes this.
In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Someone stole equipment from a Camden County Baseball League for kids and adults with disabilities. Now donations are pouring in to help them replace what was stolen. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
The Camden County, New Jersey Miracle League operates in the fall and spring, and during the winter offseason, they keep their equipment locked in a shed at Challenge Grove Park in Cherry Hill. A few weeks ago, getting ready to start the new season, league officials opened up the shed to discover somebody had stolen a large number of bats and balls.
In 11 years, we've never had anything like this happen.
Arthur Ashton is the general manager of the Miracle League.
We don't usually visit the shed in the offseason. So we don't know when everything was taken.
League officials didn't publicize the issue at first, planning to eventually purchase replacement bats with funds from Camden County, who sponsors the league. But then a parent posted about the theft in a couple Facebook groups, and Aston says that's when people and organizations from around the area reached out to donate equipment.
It's just been humbling and overwhelming, all in the most amazing ways.
There are Dropbox locations at the Camden County Park Department building, Paladino's Market in Atco, and Innovative Fast Pitch in Voorhees. Miracle League plans to collect the gear this weekend and donate anything they don't need to other leagues for people with disabilities. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
PennDOT has been issuing tens of thousands of real IDs every week, and if you still haven't gotten one, they want you to get it before the deadline in 2 weeks. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports.
Starting on May 7th, if you don't have a real ID driver's license or ID card or passport, you won't be able to board a domestic flight, according to PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll.
So especially if you have flights booked for after May 7th and you don't have a real ID or passport, you need to gather your documents and come visit us at one of our driver's license centers. You can find out exactly what you need at PA.gov. MyCitizenMyLife.gov/RealID.
Real IDs will be needed at some federal buildings, too. Carroll says as we get closer to May 7th, PennDOT has been seeing huge increases in volumes of driver's license centers. Real IDs have been available in Pennsylvania for more than 6 years, and they still will be available after May 7th.
So if you don't have immediate travel plans or you already have a valid passport, maybe hold off for a few months until the rush dies down.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.